ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Learning Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalet. Gemara, towards the end of Daf Samach Dalet, Amin Aleph is discussing what the Mishnah says, a payu asmi lebal payu ezu avedasai, a zerik evan makula zui avedasai. And the Gemara explains, a payu asmi lebal payu ezu avedasai, avag av de mechavan lebizui. Even though your intention is just a disgrace to bal payu, not an intention to do avedasai, the intention is lebizui, that's also nichol and payu asmi lebal payu. A zerik evan makula zui avedasai, avag av de mechavan lemirgame, your intention is to stone it. The Gemara brings a story, Rav Menashe Avakazel Beit Tarsa Amlei Vedezarehi. He was going to Beit Tarsa. I told him it's in Vedezare. So Shalkel Pisa Shadabe. So he threw a clod of earth on it. Amlei Makulasi. It's a Makulas, which the Aveda is to throw an Evan. Amalu Azare gave them Makulas tonight. Now she says, he told them, no, it's only when it's, when you throw it to the Makulas, in other words, to be Mechabedit. You're throwing it to the Makulas as an offering, but I threw it at the Makulas. I threw it at the Makulas to stone it. Even if you throw an Evan at the Makulas, not to the Makulas, but at the Makulas, you're stoning him. It's still Avodah Zarah. So I'll take away the Evan. No. Taking away is also a chiyuv because you're leaving space for another stone. So Rishayim all shtelzach on the shayla. This gemara is l'chayr is mashma that even though you have no intention of avodah zarah, you're just doing the maisa, you're just doing the action and fakert. Your intention is fakert to go be mevazet avodah zarah, to stone avodah zarah, to disgrace avodah zarah, but still you chayiv. Has a shtim with the hava v'yira we had before machlokes at Bayin Rava by Ovid may a hava v'yira that Abayi says you chayiv. Rava says, you put the nikab kiblov beloya. You need kiblov beloya. And by having the yiram, which ostensibly means that you're doing it just because you love someone and you want to make them feel good, so you do have a desire for them. Or you're scared of someone, you don't want them to harm you, you do have a desire because of that. But you have no intention of actually worshipping the avei desire. You're just going through the act to make someone feel good or because you're afraid of someone. So Abayi says, yichai, but Rava says, you put there. So Rava's mashma has to be that your intention is to do an act of avodah zarah, do an act of divine worship. How does the shlim with payir atzmi lepar afagav the mechavan lebezuye zayrik evan lemakulas afagav the mechavan lemirgamei? It's also interesting. Rabbeinu Yonah's mashma that it's takatali habaha that according to Abayi understands why yichayiv. He teaches the Gemara. We'll explain this soon. He says that the Gemara means that it's aser, but it's not necessarily mechayiv. It's aser. It's not chayiv. But he says that Rashi says, Zarek Evan Lamakulas, Par Yatsmi Lapar, Rashi says, Avagav the Mechav and the Mezuyah, Chayiv Karban Ashigas from Hishu by Chayiv Misa. So Rashi's Mashmi or Chayiv a Karban and Misa. So he says that maybe Rashi's going like a Bayiv at Sarachian. But Smasher Ben Yaino learned that the Shail of Par Yatsmi Lapar without having Kavana Savay de Zara is the same Shail as I have the Yira. According to Abayi, it'd be Chayiv. According to Rav, it'd be Pater. And the Taizer Rosh and the Adrama, they say no. They say that even according to Abayi, Avadid be Pater. This is much worse than Ahav Avira. They don't explain exactly why. I'm assuming the Pshat is like this. Abayi is the Pshat, you're doing an Avayda insincerely. You're doing an Avayda pretending that you've been going with Avayda. So you're doing it by Ahav Avira. Now, Shaykin here, the Kavanah of Zay means Bechol not an Avayda. Even Abayi will be masking that you put, even though the mice is the same mice avodah. But al kol panim, This is the shtel, whether the kasha is both according to Mai and according to Rav, like the Tais Rosh and the Ad Ramah holds, or the kasha is dafka according to Rav, that we pass him like, what's the pshat that mechavel abzuyim, mechavel amirgimei, is chayiv? Why is it different than either of a desire may have the year? There's no Kabbalah Salaya. So in the sugya of either may have the year, we spoke about that earlier on Daf Sam Mechalef. We said, Taisa says one teretz, that the pshat is that even if you have no kavanah to Eved Avei Dezara, still, the Mais alone is Mechayev, both according to Bai and according to Rava. What's the Machlaikis of Bai and Rava Mehav V'yira? The Machlaikis says that everyone's Eved Avei Dezara Mehav V'yira. In other words, not an Avei Dezara B'chlal. That's the Machlaikis. The pshat is no one considers this Avei Dezara God. Everyone worships it Mehav V'yira. So it could be it's not called an Avei Dezara B'chlal, so Mele worshipping Mehav V'yira will be Potter. That's a Rava holds. But if it's a bona fide Avei Dezara, which people worship it sincerely, even if you're worshiping Mehav V'yira, you'd be chayv. He brings a raya from Par. He says that when the Gemara first wanted to say that Echad Ha'Oved means Ha'Oved Mehav V'yira, that means that everyone's Oved there is Mehav V'yira. Why? Maybe it means that only he's being Oved Mehav V'yira. He says that's Pashit, because at Par Atzmon Par, Zuh Avedasai. Even if you're mechavel lebzuye, vice versa, if everyone's ovid mehavi, everyone's ovid it sincerely, meinich, then avadi yid bichayev. So this is one teretz that the pshat is there is no ptur of not being sincere about the avodah. There's no requirement that you need to mechavel of balaya. You don't have to mechaven to worship the avodah zara, as long as it's a genuine avodah zara which everybody worships, and you're doing the ma'is avodah. That's mechayev. And that there's a p'tur of Mehav V'yira means when the Avei Dezara is not a genuine Avei Dezara, it's like Haman that everyone's just Avei Mehav V'yira. We also mentioned there the sheet of the Ad Ramah, which also wouldn't be shver here. The sheet of the Ad Ramah is that the only time you're potter by Mehav V'yira is when it's obvious you're doing it for Mehav V'yira. So there's obviously no Kabbalah Soloya. You're making it clear there's no Kabbalah Soloya. Then that's not called Mehav V'yira. Kain Zether, Chdusheran, really, brought from Rabbeinu David, the same type as Svarim, that any time where it's not clear, it's Mehav V'yira, everyone's masking it, there's a Chiv. So, Oy Bazai, Payer Atzmin Lepar, and Zarek Evelin Merkulis, even though your Kavana is to disgrace it or to stone it, but still, this is the Derech Avodah, and there's no way anyone can know what your Kavana is, so that's Mamash Chiv. Now, it's Betzim, it's Tully in the Maisa. If the Maisa is a Maisa Avei Dezara, even without any Kabbalah Soloya, that's also called Avei Dezara. Navas, if the Maisa is a Maisa, which is Nikr from the Maisa, that's Mehav V'yira, so that's the Machlekes Abayin Rav, if that's called Avei Dezara or not. But here, Avabi the Mechavan Lebzui, Avabi Mechavan Lemirga, means that the Maisa is a regular Maisa Avei Dezara. It's just your Kavana was not that way. So Mel, that's why you chayv. So according to this pshat, the Mehav V'yira, it's not a kasha b'chlal. But the kasha is according to Taisus' first teretz in Daf Samech Mechala from the base, that Taisus names on, that any time you don't have kavanah v'avei dezar, it's not avei dezar. There's no chiv avei dezar if you don't have kavanah v'avei dezar. And Taisus says that it's yarek v'al-yavar, is even if it's not avei dezar, it's yarek v'al-yavar. There's a p'tur v'avei dezar, it's still considered yarek v'al-yavar. We spoke about it there. So what's the pshat and payer atzmi lepar and zayi gavin lemarkulis? If he's mechavel lemzuyi mechavel lemirgamei, there's no kabbalah soleya. You're not doing it for divine worship, so mainly you should be potter. And like we said, Rabbeinu Yonish tells it too and says according to Rav Al Kapanim you should be potter. And the Tais Rosh says that even according to Abayi be potter. Abayi means to have the year. It means that you're doing it l'shem insincere worship. But here you're doing it lebesuyah, that's not worship at all, even Abayah will be maskim. So Taisus says the teretz, ula oivdei bebizui. That's what Taisus here says. Avgam mechav lezui, ula oivdei bebizui, loikam mechav lezada, so afilu oivdecham avir apat de l'rava. And then Taisus says, like those who show him, afilu abayah de mechayim hasam hacham oida de pater. Now Rabbi Kvenga, Seichen Surah, Taisus earlier said, not the way. Taisus earlier said that if it's an avaydezarim, that everyone is oivded it sincerely, and you're being oivded mehav v'yira, Yechayiv and Ezraias and Payer Atzmi Lepar. So the Chayyad of Pshat is, and this I saw in the Chazinish, he says it's Mefurish, that Taisi is going like the first Teretz there. That any time you're not Mechavim for Avodah, you're potter even if it's a real bona fide avodah zarah. And the Torah's Chaim is very bothered with this musig of that you're mechaven la'evda bebizai. If you're mechaven to mevazit, that means you're not being avodah. If you're mechaven to be avodah, it means you're not being mevazit. What's this thing about being mevazit and being avodah at the same time? Torah's Chaim doesn't say, I can't understand b'chol pshat. What does Torah's mean b'chol? But there's a shmuz from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sicha Pei Dalet in the Sicha's Musar. He says a vart, he says, that kuf was the avodah of pa'ar. We have the Gemara before, that the person came in to do the par, and then he was namekanechet b'chaitma, he wanted to be mevazit real stark, he wanted to show that he's just being mevazit, and fakert, and the galachim of the Avodah Zarah was so impressed. He says, the pshat is, the site of the Avodah Zarah of par is to be mevazit of Avodah Zarah, to be mevazit of God. That is the site of the Avodah Zarah. He says, it's a vart to precus oil, it's a vart that's good for the Avodah Zarah. And they feel Ayadev Mamish by doing the Gres to Prikas El Shayach. That's how you channel in the Kayach of the Avodah Zarah. So very perverse reasoning that the Baal Par has. Now the Rabbi, that's what the Gemara is saying. How the woman who was willing to do all Avodah Zarahs in the world, she wasn't willing to do Avodah Zarah of Par. The Pshat is such a Ashchasa. The Pshat's idea is that could go and make the Gres to Bezayin of the Avodah Zarah that you go for worshipping, that's Gufa Avodah. That's Ayiz Mashman Taisis. The Ran says a little differently. The Ran says Avart, and he said it earlier, Bemisin, in the Gemara of Samach Aleph, for the Gemara says, that the Gemara says, Minayin Lezevech Behemel Markulis is Chayiv, and the Gemara says that you learn it out, that's talking about the Zevech Lahachis. And why is a special pasuk telling you that Zevech Lahachis is Chayiv? Some Mishayim learn Zevech Lahachis means you don't really plan on having this Avodah Zarah as your God. You don't care about this Avodah Zarah. You're doing it Lahachis of Hashem. Lahachis means to be Machis Hashem. So there is no Kabbalah Saloya. And that's why in Rashi learns here that there's no Chayiv Misa. It's just the law. Rashi says, Einim Eskav in the Kabbalah, but Loyah, Vashmin and Kradaiva Balav. And it's Mashmi is learning, like we shine him say, Lahachas means Lahachas Hashem. But the Ran says, no, Lahachas means to Yimachas Avodah Zarah. And Zok the Ran, a very interesting thing, that if you're doing it to Yimachas Avodah Zarah, that means you are Makabal of Baloya. Because if it wasn't a God, who are you being Machas? Obviously, you're being accepting as a God, because that's otherwise you're not being Machas anyone. So Zok the Ran in Chesand, even though your Kavan is not to be Avid, your Kavan is to be Machas. But since you're trying to be machis in the being machis gufa, that's called the Kabbalah Saloya. And you're doing an Avodah, that's Avodah Zarah. Out of the year, all these things as a pshat is, I don't consider it a God at all. I don't care about it, I don't consider it a God at all. But if you do consider it a God, but you want to make this God angry, so you want to embarrass it, you want to degrade it, but you consider it a God. And what you're doing is the Derech Avodah. So that's called an Avodah with Kabbalah Saloya. It's different than Taisus Ladaiti. Taisus Abshad is, your Kavan is not Lahachas. You're not trying to make the Avodah Zarah angry. You think that's good for what the Avodah Zarah wants. He wants you to embarrass it. That's good for the Avodah Shabbai. The more you embarrass the Avodah Zarah, that's the greatest Avodah you could do to this Avodah Zarah. That's Taisus Abshad. The Ran is saying no. You're not trying to do an Avodah to the Avodah Zarah. You're trying to be Machas Avodah Zarah. But if you try to be machas of Avodah Zarah, being machas shows that there's a Kabbalah Saloya. If it's not a God, there's no one to be machas. Obviously, besides, you're considering it a God. And what you're doing is the Derech Avodah, even though you're not doing it L'Shem Avodah. You're doing it L'Hachas. That's also, that's what you learn out from the Pasuk of L'Yizv Chodesh of Chaim, you're shechting L'Hachas. You're doing it because you don't like the Avodah Zarah. You're angry at the Avodah Zarah. But you can't be angry at it if it's not a God. Obviously, you believe it's a God. That a God's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. So I'm going to do something to make him angry. And that thing is a ma'is Avodah Zarah. That's called Avodah Zarah by Kabbalah Saloya. Call the Gechidish in the Ran. So what do we have so far? We have Rishayim that hold the Faket, being a Rai from this, that half of the year is Dafka, when either the Pshat is the whole Avodah Zarah, is only Neved may have the year, so it's not a real Avodah Zarah altogether. That's Taisus early in the second Teretz. Or like the Adar Ma and the Rabbeinu David that the Ran brings. A half of a year is only when it's nikkur, it's a half of a year. Nashag, when it's not nikkur, that's mamash avodah zarah. So that's one teretz on the kasha. You don't have Kabbalah Salaya. You don't need Kabbalah Salaya as long as you're doing an Aveda to a bona fide Aveda Zara and it's not Nikr that there's no Kabbalah Salaya. That would be considered Aveda Zara, you'd be Chayiv and Gansin. But we have the first Teres of Taisus that says that you're not Chayiv unless there's actual Kabbalah Salaya. So we have the Teres of Taisus that he's being Evda Bebizli. And we have the Teres of the Ran that he's doing it Lahachis, but since he's doing it Lahachis, that shows Kabbalah Salaya. And if all the mice is a mice avoid, then that's called an avoid of a Kabbalah Salaya. Rabbi Yehuda says, the chayiv doesn't mean chayiv. Chayiv means that it means that there's an isser. The stam and isser deraisa, like we said before. Taisus maskim, it's yarek valyava. Obviously, it's also mean deraisa. But there's no chayiv avoid the zara by it. Now, the shaila is, what about the story of Menashe? That he wasn't makabal balaya. So, Bishlam, according to Shayim, no need Kabbalah Salaya is good. But according to Taisus, that you need a kavana la'evda bebizoy, or lahachas according to the Ran, where you need a Kabbalah Salaya. So, what happened with Rav Menashe? So the Taisus Rosh says simply, if Menashe was tak only on Smaris Zayin, it wasn't actually Aveda Zara, it was only on Smaris Zayin. But the Marsha says a nubshat. And what he says, like he brings down, is l'chayr also a kesef mission in the Rambam. But it's a shver pshat, it's hard to understand the pshat. The Marsha says that you need Kabbalah Salaya to be chayiv is daft to be chayiv skila. You can't be chayiv skila without Kabbalah Salaya. If you're mechavon lebzuya, you're not going to be chayiv skila. Then you're going to be chayiv achatas, even though you're mechavon lebzuya without Kabbalah Salaya. And he brings it from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Be'agim lachas elchas avay dezayim halacha hey ha'poyer lepar kedele v'zaysay ha'el v'avadasu b'kach chayiv u'mevi korban ashig gosay." It's very interesting. The Rambam says u'mevi korban ashig gosay. Why does he need it for the whole? And whole elchas avay dezayim never mentions that. So the Kesef Mishnah learns that the chiyuv by mechavon levezaisai is dafka chiyuv carbon, but you're not going to be chayiv skila. And the Kesef Mishnah says a lashon because for skila is mutahi. So a bayah that has a machlokes by Avi Europe, there you can learn is talking about whether you're chayiv skila. But a chiyuv chatas, even the Kabbalah Salaya, you're going to be chayiv chatas. The Rambam Pishnais also mashman away. The Rambam Pishnais on the Mishnah of Payu Asim Leparza Avadasa, Rambam Pishnais also says some Chayiv Chatas. And also, if he means that Chayiv Chatas also, besides him being Chayiv Skil, it's very strange why he said it for. Why do you have to say Chayiv Chatas? The mashman, the Rambam Pishnais, like the mashmais of the Rambam in the Yad, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Marshal learned this way clear, that the only time Payu Asim Leparza Avadasa is the Gambi the Chayiv Chatas. The guy with Chiyuv means to not unique Kabbalah Salaya. Now he says that Tais also holds that way, but Tais didn't want his that sign of Payu Atzim Lepayu, which is in the Mishnah of Hareil Niskolin, only the guy with Chiyuv Chatas, his Mashto Metzkilis. That's what Tais is like to Bebizli. But Tais will be masking that if you're not Mechavim for Kabbalah Salaya, you're not Mechavim Leivdu Bebizli, you're just Mechavim Levazis, Al Kapani will be Chayiv Chatas. But it's very schwer. The Tais Chaim already asked the Kasha and the Chazinish, what's the word mimanavshach? If being oivin without Kabbalah Salaya is not considered avodah zara, so why are you chayiv achatas for? The ma'aseh says no Kabbalah Salaya, why are you chayiv achatas? And if being oivin without Kabbalah Salaya is considered avodah zara, so why wouldn't you be chayiv skil also? Even if you say klar, I'm not being mechavim mekabel balaya, I just want to stone it, but if stoning it without Kabbalah Salaya is avodah zara, so why shouldn't you be chayiv skila? And if it's not avodah zara, so how come when you do b'sheg, you chayiv achatas? L'maisa, as they state in Kesef Mishnah, as they state in the Marsha, it's takash taik meduik in the Rambam, sayin yad, and even more meduik in the Pirish Mishnayis. But like the Torah Chaim Masvis Kasha and the Chazanish also, and I haven't found anyone that said any beer b'chlal in the Shita, that when you pour your atzmil apar and the chavetim avasa without any avodah, if it's b'sheging, yichayev achatas, but it's not shayich b'mezit to be chayev skila, I didn't see anyone that says that it's a bia maspik. I don't understand it. But we said over this pshat because the ma'aseh, it's a marsha, it's the kesef mishnah. So l'sikam and asugya, the ashitas said any time that avodah zarah is a bona fide avodah zarah, even without kabbalah salaya, yichayev, and that would explain payrats from lepar. That's taisus second teres and afsamach alaf and beis. There's a sheet that's Yad Ramah, that any time it's not nicker that there's no Kabbalah Salaya, it is bona fide Aveda Zara, Saifa Chata, Saifa Misa, even though Klat B'Shmaya Galia, there was no Kabbalah Salaya, and that would explain it perfectly. There is a sheet that the first text of Tosfos Samech Aleph Beis that Lameisa, whenever there's no Kabbalah Saleya, Kamishmaya Galia, there is no Avodah Zarah. Al Kaponim is no Chiv Avodah Zarah. It's the loss of me there. I said it's still Yarek Valyavar. And this Sunya, Rabbeinu Yonah says it's only Legabi Yisr. Tosfos says that we're talking about there's an Avodah Bebizui. There is Kabbalah Saleya. You want to be Avodah by being Mevazit. Or the Ran says that you're doing it Lahachis, but since Lahachis is also Kabbalah Saleya, so it's also called an Avodah with Kabbalah Saleya. And then you have the Kesem Mishnah and the Marsha's Pshat and the Rambam, that when there's no Kabbalah Saleya, there'll still be a Chi of Chattas, but there won't be a Chi of Skila, and I don't understand the Pshat exactly. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hanaisim Yizare LeMelech, someone who gives from his children, from his descendants, to this Melech. Einechayev et Sheyimsel LeMelech V'yavir Be'esh. He has to do two things. He has to give it over to the Melech, to the Kaimrim. Rashi says the Mishar say Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Be'esh, he has to bring it across in the fire, like we'll see in the Gemara. There's a discussion, the Rishayim, we're going to discuss soon, who's being Avodah Be'esh? Does it mean that the Kaimim are Avodah Be'esh, or does it mean that the father is being Avodah Be'esh? And there's a question exactly how the Avodah Be'esh, and an issue in the Rishayim if the children are actually burnt by the fire. We'll see all this in the Hemshech of this year. Masul Amalek lehevi beish, hevi beish le masul Amalek, ein chayav et shiimsul Amalek v'yavi beish. You need those two things. There's two tanan. There has to be a mesir Amalek. There also has to be a ver beish. You need both, and the Gemara learns out how you know you need both of these two things. And the Gemara goes on, k'tani avay dezar, k'tani Amalek. There's two chiyuv eskil. It says a hayver avay dezar, and then it says a new thing of an eisim izar el Amalek. So you see, there's two separate things, hayver avay dezar and eisim izar el Amalek. Amr Rab Avin Tanan, command the Yom HaMelech Lav Avodah Zarah. That Mishnah goes like the Man Yom that Melech is not an Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, Echad HaMelech Lechad HaShai Avodah Zarah Chayiv. Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon, Aymel HaMelech Chayiv, Shalei HaMelech Pater. So the Tanya Kama says that the din of Naisim Yizar HaMelech would apply to all Avodah Zarahs. And Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon says, no, the din of Naisim Yizar HaMelech only applies to Melech. It doesn't apply to any other Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara says that Rav Shimon, Elazar, Rav Chinim, and Tignis are Medavar Echad, that's what Abai said, because Rav Chinim and Tignis said, and they mat tav seter l'shemelech kol shemichu aleim afilu tzrei v'afilu kisei. So that also sounds like that he needs that the Shemay should be Melech, it's only Melech. The reason why the Torah said Melech, to be anything which is a michu aleim, which made it into a Melech, even tzrei and kisei. And Rav says, no, Melech harayik benayim. That according to Rav Shimon, Elazar, you need an official Melech, that everyone uses it as a Melech. Mashenkein, according to Reb Chaim ben Atignis, you can make your own Melech with a tzur and a kisim and call it Melech, and that will be a Melech. That kind of Gemara. Now, the Gemara doesn't say clearly, the Machlekes here doesn't say clearly if Melech is Avodah Zarah or not. All it says is that the Tanakama holds that Yechayev by Neisim Yizayel a Melech even to a Shara Avodah Zarah. And Reb Shimon Lazar says, no, you need Dafka Melech. So where does the Gemara see in this Machlekes if Melech is Avodah Zarah or not? So Rashi explains that if Melech is not Avodah Zarah, then there's absolutely no reason to think that Shar Avodah Zarah should have a Chi of Melech. What's the Shaychus? Melech's not an Avodah Zarah. Melech's a separate thing. So obviously that's what it is, Melech. Just because you did a Maisa of Melech for an Avodah Zarah has absolutely no Shaychus, an Isser of Melech. Mashengen, if you hold that Melech is an Avodah Zarah. So then Rashi makes a Cheshbon like this. If it's the derech to do this Avodah for this particular Avodah Zarah, why do we need a new Isser of Naisim Yizar LaMelech? Every Avodah Zarah is chayav by Kedarka. So why did the Torah say an Isser of Naisim Yizar LaMelech? Elamai, to teach you even Shalei Kedarka. Even if it's not the derech Avodah Zarah, even if it's Shalei Kedarka, there is an Isser, there is a chayav, kares, skila, even on Shalei Kedarka. So a Melech would make no difference which Avodah Zarah it is. Because there's no reason to say it's dafka l'melech makaret. If that is the derech of the Avodah Zarah, then you don't need the pasuk. The pasuk is bedafka coming to teach you shalei kedarka. If the pasuk is dafka coming to teach you shalei kedarka, it means that any Avodah Zarah shalei kedarka would have the din achi of melech. There's Shteini Rashi, and that's a parsha taitcha de Gemara. The Ramban al Atayra in Parshas Kedeshim, he explains that if melech's not Avodah Zarah, it's like a chayk. It's like a superstition. It's like one of these things. You see, the Torah puts together Mavid B'nai Abita V'esh together with Kaisim Ksama Ma'inim Menachesh U'Mechasheth. It's one of those types of things. that the ones who do it believe that they'll get some atzlacha, they'll get something out of doing this ritual of doing it l'melech. But there's no avodah zarah involved b'chlal. It's kind of like a chukas agai, but this particular chukas agai is the Torah was more makban on it, and the Torah said that this particular chukas agai, there's an issur of skila and kares. So then you have to do it the way the chayk is done. There's something called melech, and that melech is something which you marvi b'nayu bitai for this melech, but not that you're doing divine worship to this melech, not that you mean mekabel the melech, or anyone's mekabel this melech b'aloya. No one is serving it as a god. They're just doing this particular ritual, which they do to the melech, and they believe that somehow that's going to bring atzlacha to them. So melech, if you stam do a similar ritual as an avodah zarah, so that's a regular avodah zarah of shalei kedarka, which has no chiyuv. It's not hashtachava, it's not avodah pnim, it's not even akhtara, because like we'll see, they don't actually burn the child for the avodah zarah, they just bring him in the fire, or through the fire, as we'll see in the sugya. So Mela, it's an Aveda that Shalei Kedarka going to be Potter. That's on the tzad, that Melech is not Aveda Zara, that's what our Mishnah holds. Melech is a Chayk Aveda, it's a Chayk, not a Chayk Aveda Zara. Chukas Hagai, it's a ritual that's done, similar to Ma'inim, Menachesh, Mechashiv, Shalei V'yadayni, that type of thing. And therefore you need that it should be Melech, Stam to Aveda Zara, no Shachas to Aveda Zara. Mashiach, if your Melech is Aveda Zara. So I see a Machleik is Rashi in the Ramban, the Ramban al-Atayr that we mentioned, the Parshat Sedashim, how to understand Melech if it is Avodah Zarah. Just the Machlekes of Mashmai's Darshim. The Rashi holds that there is a specific Avodah Zarah that's called Melech. And Ayyub Azai, the Avaris Eish to that specific Avodah Zarah, is Taka Kedarka. It's l'chayah by me impossible to learn that it's Shalai Kedarka that people did not do this ritual of Avaris B'nai Abita V'Eish to Melech. The Pasuk's discussing this thing. Obviously, it's done. And then the Navi, it says a few times that the Klal Yisrael did this. Now, Rashi, I think, holds like this, that Avadar Avodah Zarah of Melech was the Derech. But why did Torah say this thing? If it's Taka the Derech, in other words, for the Melech Aleim, which it's the Derech, that you don't need. Elamai, to teach you that even for other Avodah Zarahs, it's Chayiv. Rashi says it's Mefurish and Amid Beis, Samach Dal and Amid Beis, when the Gemara was saying the Sholosh Krisis by Avodah Zarah is Lama. Now Rashi says, Lamandi Yom HaMelech Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, Vavi Bechlal Kedarka. The Chol Shavayis Mecha Yavdu Nafka, Bo Kas of the Chayel, Af Bishar Avodah Zarah Shein Darka Bekach. Avodah from Melech itself, it's Kedarka. And Mamele Yitaka don't need a Pasuk for Melech, because that's Pashat Avodah Zarah Kedarka. Why did Torah give it a din of Melech? To tell you that even Shalai Kedarka, even this haste, even for other Avodah Zarahs that aren't Melech, and there it's Shalai Kedarka, Yosachayiv, that's the pshat in the Isser of Melech. But it's just a sniff in the Isser of Avodah Zarah, just like you have Ishtachavo, which is Chayiv Shalai Kedarka, you have Avodah Zarah, which is Chayiv Shalai Kedarka, Mavi B'nai Bita Be'esh, Mavi Zarah L'Melech, is Yosachayiv by all Avodah Zarah Shalai Kedarka. So these are the two Mandiyamrim, the Mandiyamrim holds that Melech is Lav Avodah Zarah, Melech is not an Avodah Zarah whatsoever. The Melech is not an object of divine worship. It's some sort of an object of Kishuf or something like that. When you marve b'nai ubitei for the Melech, apparently it has kaimrim. It's like similar to an Avodah Zarah, but it's not. No one's worshipping it. No one thinks it's God. They think it's some sort of a power which you're not supposed to give any divine. You're not supposed to attribute any divinity to this power. You're just supposed to do some ritual with this power, with this Melech. And that ritual will bring you some atzlacha according to the deus nefsadus of its adherents. But that's not Avodah Zarah. So for that, you need Melech. That's the Melech Lav Avodah Zarah. Or if Melech is Avodah Zarah, so for Keret, the way they're getting this atzlacha is by doing an Avodah Zarah. So anyway, Melech is Chayiv because of Eicha Yavdu. So when the Torah says, Mavet B'nei Obita Be'esh, that's trying to say, even other Avodah Zarahs, if you take this Avodah Zarah, you borrow it from Melech and use it for other Avodah Zarahs, you'll be chayiv. The Ramban al-Tayr says it chart differently. The Ramban al-Tayr says, if you hold Melech as Avodah Zarah, so Melech doesn't mean anything. Melech means Avodah Zarah. There's no barrier for Melech if you hold Melech as Avodah Zarah. Melech means a Melech, Avodah Zarah, a God, a Getchka. That's what the word Melech means if you hold Melech as Avodah Zarah. And the Torah is now being mechadish, mavi b'noya bita be'esh, is an avayda of avayda zara, that says you need it for shalei kedarka, kamuvan, if tak it's kedarka, you'd be chayav atzecha yavdu, but shalei kedarka, there's a chiyav of melech. You have one more thing, which is chayav, but it's not the pshat, that there is an avayda of melech, is an avayda zara called melech, which has this avayda of mavi b'noya bita be'esh, and grandi yichayev shleik adakar. Rabban doesn't like that pshat. Melech is the chiyev. Melech means if you taka do this avayda to an avayda zara, to any avayda zara in the world. But it comes at the same thing, according to both Rashi and Rabban, that the pshat is that the din of mavi zara le melech means to do this avayda shleik adakar to an avayda zara. Just Rashi, I'm saying, holds that melech happens to be something called melech, a specific avayda zara, and this was the derech that they used to do to that specific avayda zara, but you learn it from the pasuk, who didn't if you do this avayda to any other avayda zara? Now, Shang and the Rabban holds, no, Rabban yom melech avayda zara, melech doesn't mean that there's a specific avayda zara called melech at all. Melech means avayda zara, and the chiddush of the pasuk is shalei kedarka. So Rashi says there's another nafgamina, what if you do zivuach, kitur, eshtachava, to this melech guy? L'man the Omar that Melech is lav avayda zara, you potter, because it's not avayda zara. So if you do a zivuach to something which is not an avayda zara, you potter. Mashen kain l'man the Omar Melech avayda zara, you'd be chayiv. The Melech is chinuch. And Barashas Achareme says who adin the other nafkiminis. If a benayach is chayiv a Melech, if it's avayda zara, avada yeah. If it's not an avayda zara, then avada not. Or if let's say someone does melech, is he a kaifa b'chal terek kula? Mumal avayda zara is a mumal chal terek kula. If melech is not avayda zara, it's not a mumal chal terek kula. Kids, and that's the shaila. Is melech one of the chukas hagayim, it's not avayda zara, or is it avayda zara? Now the Rambam, in Hilchos avayda zara, perek vav halacha gimel, he's mash medifim shad, al kapanum lefit kesef mishnah, he holds a chara difim shad in the sugya. The Rambam seems to paskin that melech is lav avayda zara. First of all, the Rambam Paskin say you're only chayiv to melech, you're not chayiv to other avodah zarah, which the chayyur of pshat is, he's passing melech lav avodah zarah. And secondly, and this is ma'egan and diyuk, the Rambam doesn't bring it together with the avodah zarahs. The Rambam brings all the avodah zarahs in Perek Gimel, that's where he discusses all the different ways of being oved avodah zarah, all the chuvim avodah zarah. And here in Perek Vav, he starts off with oyv and yedaini, and then he goes to melech, and then goes to other things like Sakam L'chamat Seva. It's not Masha, we're still dealing with the Surim of Avodah Zarah B'chlal. So that where the Rambam puts is also Masha, but he holds that Melech is not Avodah Zarah. And as I state in the Kesef Mishnah, he says that L'chai Father, the Rambam is going to pass him like the Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara says that the Stam Mishnah goes like the Man Yoma, that Melech is not Avodah Zarah. But the Kesef Mishnah says like this. He says, V'niri Medivra Abenu, because since the Rambam says, Ha'isa Avodazu La'avodah Zarah Acheres Chutz Mi Melech Pater. So he says, V'niri Medivra Abenu, Shekaz Avodah Zarah Acheres, the Melech Avodah Zarah Hu. Va'isa Echem Arba Avodah Slefan of Chayev, the late Karashi Shekaz of the Pater. Since he says, if you do this Avodah to another Avodah Zarah, which is not Melech, Va'isa Melech is an Avodah Zarah, and if you do the zibuch kita shtachava to melech you be chayev and not like Rashi. That's stated in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Achreinim, the Prichadash, they brought in the back in the Sefer Likutim in the back of the Ram, the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, they're very bothered with the Kesef Mishnah. He just before said that melech's not avodah zarah. Why is he saying that since the Rambam says avodah zarah acheres, a different avodah zarah, that sounds like he holds that Melech is avodah zarah and nafkamina, if you do zivuch and kita and isuch, to Melech he'd be chayiv. But he just before said the Rambam passes Melech lav avodah zarah hu. Mel, they want to be nidchak, the Prichadash and others want to be nidchak in the Lashon Acheres, he doesn't really mean it's not bedafka, just like Agamara says, Sholosh krisis ba avodah zarah, why didn't all them, and says one name is for Melech, and that goes like the man yom Melech lav avodah zarah, the Gemara at the end of Amud Beis here. Basically, you could call Melech Avodah Zarah even if it's not Avodah Zarah. That's what the Rambam, it's Lav Dafka when he says Avodah Zarah, Acheres, it can't be Medayik that he holds it's Avodah Zarah. But the Kesef Mishnah, he says, and the Rambam holds Melech as Avodah Zarah, and if he's Zimuch Vekita Venisuch to Melech, he'd be Chayiv. But it's a Pella, like we're saying. He just before said that Melech's not Avodah Zarah. What's up, Shad, in the Kesef Mishnah? More than that, and like this Rabbi Rucham Vishal Brilout in the Seif and Absadigain, Loisef Sei Kufil Ches points out, the Rambam is pretty mefurish in other places that he holds that Melech is Avodah Zarah. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis right here says, Zu avara ein estreifa kamer shechashav amoyin rav lamoid. This avara lamelech doesn't mean you burn the person. Evel ikru k'shayim avara nesesh v'yim alat neseh l'shem oisah pesel hayidua she'ayv neseh b'kach v'hu anikru melech. He says, you made the fire, and you did it l'shem, this pesel, which they did this avayda to, v'hu anikru melech. He calls it a pesel hayidua. So it sounds like he holds it is an avayda zara. And the Rambam here says, "I'm also going to Hashem avodas acheres misharin avodim ain achayiv misa v'vishazu avodas amelech," which that lechayir is the man the yama that melech lav avodas zara, and yet the Rambam calls it a pesel hayadua. Why says it's calling it an avodas zara? Well, Derek said the Rambam in Sefer Amitzus. He says, "Shizrona mitas mitays ksas v'mineinu al never am a first in his man esinus tayir shayish my melech." He calls it clearly a nevin amafursim shemizman nesin esreisenu shayish shemay melech. Vayis this koy it is avodah zarah. And the Sefer Achinuch says it also mafurish. The Sefer Achinuch here mitzureish chas and acharei mais. He says shalnitin ksasu b'neinu lavirim lifnei avodah zarah shayish me'adam bezman matan tayr shayish shemay melech. Clearly lifnei avodah zarah shnei mizrach l'sid lahave b'melech. And he's going with the shita of the Rambam. He says clearly, quotes the Rambam a few times. He's going with the shita that you're only chayiv if you do it for melech, not for any other avodah zarah. Later he brings another shita that you're chayiv for all avodah zarahs, and he calls it avodah zarah. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah says the pshat in the Rambam. I don't understand the source. I'm not going to say it over because Be'emison, we have a Me'iri, which has a klar pshat. The Me'iri is mamish mefurish what the pshat is in the Lechayah. This is mamish the pshat in the Rambam. The Me'iri says, Avada the Melech itself was an Avodah Zarah. The Melech was a Pesel HaYedua HaNeved B'Zman Matan Torah. Avada the Melech itself was an Avodah Zarah, L'Das HaRambam. Not like Rashi and the Ramban hold. But the Havaris Be'esh B'Melech was not an Avodah of the Avodah Zarahs. The Me'iri learns it was an initiation rite. When you gave it over to the Kaimim, you're trying to initiate this child into the cult of the Melech, that he should be an Avodah to the Melech. But the etzem being mavrim be'esh, that's not an avodah. That's not an avodah that you're doing for the melech. That's not an actual avodah zarah. That's not a form of divine worship, of divine service for the melech. It's just a ritual that's done that he says that makes that the child now becomes a member of the klal. So melech lav avodah zarah doesn't mean that the melech is not avodah zarah. He is. Melech lav avodah zarah means the act of melech, the act of avaris b'nai l'melech, that's not an act of avodah zarah b'chlal. It's not done l'shem avodah zarah b'chlal. So Vayik says he holds like this. If melech was avodah zarah, so the same cheshbon is Rashi. So that's avada darka b'kach. So that you don't need. So the pasuk doesn't have to tell you that avara b'esh l'melech is chayav, because it's avodah zarah and it's darka b'kach. So Elamai, the whole point of the Torah telling you Avar l'melech is chayiv, is to tell you that if you do this Avodah of Melech to any other Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv, and that's a pshat of Echel l'melech, Echel l'shay Avodah Zarah. Now, Shankin, since we're saying that Avar l'esh is not Avodah Zarah, Avar l'esh is another ritual which is done in front of Avodah Zarah, an initiation rite, but that's not gufan Avodah. So Mela, that's only l'melech. There's no reason to be married to anything else. That's only l'melech. It's a new Xerus Akasav, and even though this is not Avodah Zarah, it's a different type of a ritual. It's done in front of Avodah Zarah, it's done for Avodah Zarah, but it is not Avodah Zarah, but Yechayif in it. As I learned in Me'iri, and this Lechayif fits very good in the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam didn't put Havar Zarah L'Melech together with the other Hilchas Avodah Zarah, because the Rambam's passed like Man the Yom HaMelech Lav Avodah Zarah, meaning the Avodah itself is not an Avodah of Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam calls the Melech an Avodah Zarah, he calls other things an Avodah Zarah Acheres, and like the Kesher Mishnah says, if you zivich v'nisech v'shtachaveh to Melech, you'd be chayiv, because the Melech itself is an Avodah Zarah, and that's Mavur in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Sefer HaMitzvos. That's Mavur in the Sefer HaChinuch, that the Melech was a pesel that was neved, a pesel yadua, v'zman matan Torah. Now this pshat in the Rambam doesn't come from Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah, he says a different pshat in the Rambam, Ayin Sham. But this comes in the Me'iri, so it's a good pshat in the Rambam. But Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah says in the Psad Yigayin, a fakarit pshat, which also is a good pshat. There is a mashmoyus you can learn this way in the Rambam. It would be not like the Kesef Mishnah, because the pshat we said now fits very good with the Kesef Mishnah. But this pshat, but Al Kabanim, like we said, is also mashmoyus not to learn the way. But in Psad Yigayin, he wants to say this pshat. Because Psad Yigayin is mavur, In one of the places that he says that if you do havaris b'nai to an avodah zara, you chayiv. Vaisis he holds echel lemelech echel l'shar avodah zara. So Pesachim goes before he passes in that way echel lemelech echel l'shar avodah zara, you chayiv. But still, Rabbi Yochanan Vishal didn't want to learn the Pesachim goes and passes that the man the amid amelech is avodah zara, because Pesachim goes has a separate mitzvah of melech. If melech is avodah zara, it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. Huminichel in the general issue of avodah zara. So it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. So the fact that the Rav Sadia Gaon considers it a separate mitzvah, and also he doesn't put it together with the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah. He puts it together with the mitzvahs of Arayis, where it is in Acharemais. That's also Mashmais to me. He doesn't bring it that it's not Avodah Zarah. And also, it's a Shigal Deichik that the Rav Sadia Gaon would say, not like the Stam Mishnah, the Gemara's Mavur, the Stam Mishnah holds that Melech is not Avodah Zarah. So Rav Yochanan Vishal wants to say in Rav Sadia Gaon, the same shad as the Me'iri, but fakert. That, l'kuli alma melech, the melech itself is an avodah zarah. And the machlokes of melech avodah zarah or melech lav avodah zarah is whether the avodah of melech itself is avodah zarah or not. But when the Gemara says, tanan kaman yama melech lav avodah zarah, the Gemara doesn't mean her blessed Reb Shimon that's mechayiv a melech and other avodah zarahs. Fakert! The man yama melech lav avodah zarah is dafka the Tanakam and it says dafka melech. Because under Abba, if Melech was Avodah Zarah, the act of Melech was an act of Avodah Zarah, period. So then it's Dafka Melech. You need to do the Avodah, it has to be Kedarka. He doesn't explain why do you need an extra pasuk, why typically it should fit into Kedarka, but that's how he's learning Pshat in the Gemara. That if you hold Melech as Avodah Zarah, so it's Avodah Zarah Kedarka. The pasuk just being Mefaret, one form of Avodah Zarah Kedarka, but it's not telling you any Chiddush. It's not being mechadish a new mitzvah of melech. It's telling you, you can't be ma'vizar le-melech, that's a parshat avedizar. That's the Tanakhama, which holds it's dafka melech. Because melech was the derech, that's the derech of that particular avedizar, and that's the iser. The Mishnah holds melech lav avedizar, holds like the Tanakhama, that melech lav avedizar means that you chayiv no matter what you do it to. Because melech is a whole different inyan. The actual act of Melech is not an act of Avodah Zarah. So Melech, you don't need Kedarka. As long as you do this act of Melech to any Avodah Zarah, that's already considered an Isser of Melech. Because the Gemara doesn't say clearly whether we're going like the Man the Omer, whether the Mishnah that says, Command the Omer, Melech, La Avodah Zarah, is he the Tanakam or Lazar of Shimon. He wants to learn the Psalm Gain that Fakir, the Mishnah is that Melech, La Avodah Zarah, that's the Tanakama, Echel the Melech, Echel the Shai Avodah Zarah Chayiv. Since the Avodah Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, the Melech is an Avodah Zarah, but the Avodah Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, so Melech Chayiv, no matter which Avodah Zarah you do it to. Mashang, if the Avodah Melech is an Avodah Zarah, then you only Chayiv to Melech. That's a Pshat and your Pshat Yigayin. But Bekitza, we have three Pshatim in the Sugya. Rashi's Pshat, and the Ramban Al-Tayr, Pashi Pshat in the Sugya is that if Melech's Lav Avodah Zarah, that means the actual Melech isn't an Avodah Zarah. It's some other form of kishuf or whatever it is. There's no Avodah Zarah by the name of Melech. Melech is not an Avodah Zarah. It's some other superstitious ritual which was done, came like regular chukas ha-meiri, chukas ha-gayim. And Mamela, you need dafka Melech for that. Mashaykin, if Melech is Avodah Zarah, then either like Rashi, the pshat is Melech is an Avodah Zarah, and the act is an act of Avodah Zarah, but why did the Torah say it to tell you the Yechayiv, even if you do it for any Avodah Zarah, even Shalei Kedarka? Well, like the Ramban, that there's no such thing called an Avodah Zarah of Melech Lefize either. Melech just means Avodah Zarah. It's just interchangeable with the word Avodah Zarah. And the Torah is giving you another Avodah which is done for an Avodah Zarah which is Chayiv even Shalei Kedarka. But the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah learns and the way I'm learning from the Me'iri, the Rambam is saying the Etzem Melech is an Avodah Zarah. And like we said, that's Mavur in Pirush Mishnayis and Sefer HaMitzvos and very Meduyik in the Rambam in Yad, the Kesef Mishnah's Diyak Avodah Zarah Acheres. That Melech is an Avodah Zarah, but the Me'iri is saying that the Avodah of Melech is not an Avodah Zarah. But the same Cheshbon, if the Avodah of Melech is an Avodah Zarah, so then what the Torah means to be Mechayev it for all Avodah Zarahs, but since the Avodah of Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, it's just not a ritual, so then you need Dafka Melech for that. But the Etzem Melech is an Avodah Zarah, so therefore if you Zivach Benisach to the Melech, you'll be Chayev with the Lei Karashi, Doshtet and Gesa Mishnah. And then you have the Rapsandi Gai in Lefir Bruchim Fishel Perlas Pshat, then he holds that Melech is not an Avodah Zarah, but Fakert, the man the Yom of Melech Lam Avodah Zarah means that Yechayiv for any Avodah Zarah, because you're not doing Avodah Zarah, you're just doing this ritual, that would be mechayiv you for any Avodah Zarah. Mashenk in the other way, if Melech is Avodah Zarah, then you're only chayiv if you do it to this particular Avodah Zarah of Melech. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara in the beginning of the day says, Amr Abiyana eina chayiv et shim sirenu l'mishorse Avodah Zarah, shnema mizarach l'sit l'havi l'melech, tanyan amihachi, with the whole thing. And Rashi says that you give it to the mishorse Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, that the Mesharei Avodah Zarah, they're the ones that actually be Marvel Melech, not the Av. Now the Ramban al Atayr, the Ran here brings, the Ramban al Atayr in Parshas Acharemais, that says that it's not the Shemoshim that do it, it's the Av that does it. Because he says, how could the Av be chayiv on what the Shemoshim are doing? But the Pshat is, you give it over to the Kaimim, he learns you give it over to the Kaimim, in other words, they do as a tnufa, a gosha, like that type of thing. In other words, they give it to the kaimim, that makes it a carbon azah. But you're the one that actually, the father's the one that actually does the aveda of the mavrit lemailach. So there's two stages. There's the mesira lekaimim. That's mizarach lesitin lehavi lemailach. So they have him, and whatever they do to him, and then they give it back to the av, and he does it. As I state in the Rambam in Yad also, the Rambam also says mefurish that way. The Rambam says, "Yemad legesh gedel v'lekech mixes zara u'moshe lekaimin ovdei eish v'aisu kaimin neish leben la'aviv achash nimsim biyadon lavir b'eish b'rishu son." That the mesir lekaimin means you give it to the kaimin, now it's like his, and then they like the father's doing it b'rishu son. So if he does it without the kaimin, that's not called mesira. But if he doesn't do the avar b'eish, he's also not chayiv. The av is the one that does the avar b'eish. So the Rambam's kasha and Rashi. And didn't see anyone be ma'ir to. The man's kasha Rashi, how could he be chayiv on the avodas hakayimim? Doesn't sound so shver. In other words, the chiyuv is to give it to the kaimim and then being ma'avrit be'esh. His ma'isa is a ma'isa of giving it to the kaimim. That's his chiyuv. If they're not ma'avrit be'esh, so it never happened. And I was like, it's a dugma lezeh. Is let's say someone putting a pot up on the fire. So his chayiv is shumavashal, even though if the didn't cook, if he took it off before it got cooked, that's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalad. If you ready to pass from the Tanner, kaidim lav shavu de isa skila, if it never got cooked, then of course you're potter. But the pshat is you put it on the fire to get cooked, that's the chayiv. If it gets cooked, so here also, you give it to the kaimim for them to be mavi be'esh, that's the chayiv, if he's mavi be'esh. As I lechura, the Aruch Haner got to ask the other way. The Aruch Haner asks that Bishleim according to Rashi is not Asra Sof because he does one Maisa. He gives it to the Kaimrim. So he's chayiv for that Maisa that he did. But tonight that, of course, Yemavrit Be'esh. But Maisa says that wouldn't be called Asra Sof. That's like Taisus asks the Kash anytime someone puts the pass in the Tanya, why isn't Asra Sof? He might take it out. The Teret says, Kustam and the Mulsa, if it remains the way it is, it will be chayiv, simamela, that's why he's chayiv. That's not called asra suffix, not a suffix. The chazak is, will be chayiv. Here also, you give it to the kaimim to put in the ish. If either they're going to put in the ish, so he's chayiv. If they happen not to do it, so it never happened. But he asked the kasha the other way. The feather is shining that hold, the Ramban al Atayr and the Rambam and the Ad, that hold that the father himself has to be meisir be'esh. So why isn't asra suffix? The chayiv, you don't know b'shas that he gave it, b'shas the avara. You don't know b'shas the Messiah if he's going to be able to fear ice. He has to do another ma'isa. So that should be called asra safik. He says v'yesh li'ashiv. And l'chayr the yishiv is neferkert. It's a avera which is done in two stages. So the asra is given when you do the second stage. Like the marshal, a kayin marrying a grusha, which you need both a kedushin and a bia. So it's not asra safik. You do the asra at the last stage about the bia. Here we'll see. You do the asra when he does the avara. Wouldn't be called asra safik. Al Kopanim, they bring down the Yishalmi is mashma. Achrayim ready to bring down the Yishalmi is mashma like the Ramban and the Rambam. The Yishalmi says v'yitlenu v'avirenu. It sounds like the father is taking him back from the Kaimim and being mavirit. But the Rambam himself in Pirish Mishnayis and in Sefer Amitzis is mashma kloida shemashma being mavirit. Could be he was chayzer. And in the Yad he said that the father is being mavirit. But that's the Chayyim HaKlaikis. Rashi holds is one Isser giving it to the Kaimim to be Mavir. You just need the Havara also to be part of the Chiyiv. And the other Rishayim all know, the Isser is in two stages. You have to do two specific acts in order to be Chayyiv. There's one act of Mesira, which the Pasuk says, Umezeracha Lesitin Lahavila Melech. There's one act of Havara, Leslaydiya Becham Mavir B'noi Bita Be'esh. There's two specific acts, Mesira and Havara. and you need both these two acts in order to be chayiv. Now the Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava hevik kol zarei potash, nema mizaracha v'lei kol zaracha. And Shaina was a little bothered, what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat that a person who's have a kol zarei is potter, chmein chayis, worse if you have a kol zarei than just to have a mix of zarei? What's pasha taich? There's a famous smag in Laisa Seimem. He says, "Yesh tamas el tshuvas aminim." He says, "It's not clear if he meant it as a serious tam or not." He says, "Neishem misas bezim is schaprim hamumasim. Misas bezim is a kapara for the ones who are killed. V'zeras a kolkach aveir gedolish ena kadosh baruch reitzu shilei shum kapara. He did such a big aveir, we don't want him to have any kapara." Does like the smag in Chesanta tam adarab? It's more chamer, and that's why it doesn't get misa. It doesn't get misa because it's so chamer. Misa's not enough. Then misa's a kapara. We don't want him to have a kapara. There's a famous marsha. It's right here. He says lefinas smag. We could understand the din of ain. We extend the halacha of ain einshim in a din. What's the pshat in einshim in a din? You have a kalvachaymer. Why can't he give an einishim a kalvachaymer? It's like the marsha at the same time because an einish is a kapara. And if you have a kalvachayimah to give an einish, maybe fakert. Maybe since it's more chum, he doesn't deserve an einish. You can't give him an einish because you don't want him to have a kapara. The einish is not enough for him. Lefina smag that says that the pshadim yizarei v'loi kol zarei is that if he did the aveir chamur of kol zarei, so mamela, we don't want to give him misa, so it shouldn't be a kapara. That also explains the din of ein einshim and a din because it's too chamur, mamela, you shouldn't get a kapara. The Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch, gives a different time that the sign of Maver B'nai L'Melech was that we give this son to the Melech k'day that the other son should be Metzliach. That's the aside. I think it's befrad if Yom Melech is Lava V'Dezara. V'Dezara, good. If Yom Melech Lava V'Dezara, it makes sense that this is the aside of the Melech is that you give part of Yezara to the Melech, so Melech, that gives a bracha on the other part that you didn't give over. When you give kol zayr lemelech, the satnish came shat b'chlal. The whole point is, you're giving part, and mail the other part will be good. To give the whole thing, there's no melech b'chai gavna. It's not the avodah of melech b'chlal. That's like the Sefer Chinuch. The Milchus Chinuch there says, l'char the binafkamina. Let's say that you have an avodah zayr, even if you're a melech lav avodah zayr, but let's say you have an avodah zayr which that's gufet it's aveda. B'fan if you're melech aveda zarihi. That's gufet it's aveda, and the aveda is to give all the zera. That's gufet aveda for this aveda zera. To do this melech with all the zera. So mela, lefira tam erachinuch enachinami mitzad melech you won't be chayiv, but you will be chayiv mitzad aveda zera, because l'maisi you're doing aveda zera kedak. You'll be chayiv l'tzeich chayavdu. Mashenkin lefira smag that the pshat is you did something more chamer and the mela misa is not enough. So even if what you did was Avodah Zarah, and you should be Mechayiv Amalts Kedarka for Avodah Zarah, but it's too Chomer, so Mele won't be Chayiv Misa. But he says, it's not Mistar, but it's Mag Mentis Tam La'alocha. That's Taina de Minchas Chinuch. He says, it's a Tshuvas Aminim. He says, you don't even have to give any time him. He says, there is a Kosov. The Torah there is a Kosov Om. Zeracha V'lei Kol Zeracha. It's not Mistar, but the Tam is meant La'alocha B'chlal. If the Tam will be meant La'alocha, so who would din Mitzad the Parish of Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't give him Misa. But he says, not mistab, it's meant la'alacha. Now, Tosfos asks the kasha on the whole din. How is it shayach that kol zaracha is potter? L'maisa, when you did one, that was mixed with zaracha. So you already chayav misa. So how is it shayach that now you're potter? So Tosfos answers, it's talking about you only had one son. So memela out one is kol zaracha. Or you had more than one. And avirim b'vasachas, you did one avar and all the sons together. So Tosfos is mukhich la'alacha l'maisa. That if someone did Avar L'Melech on a mix of Zerah, and that afterwards he did more Avar L'Melech until he had Kol Zerah, he'd be Chayiv. Taisus holds of his Kasha. Once you did Avar and a mix of L'Melech, you're Chayiv. And once you're Chayiv, doing the Kol Zerah is not a Ptur B'chlal. And as I take a state in the Mimi, and as I is Mephurish in Taisus, the Ptur is when you do one Avar on Kol Zerah. So you never did Avar and mix of Zerah, so there never was a Mechayiv. Now the Kesef Mishnah says, he brings the Taisus, and Kesef Mishnah in Elchus of Adizara, Perek Vav, Alach HaDalad, and he says, V'l'mi nira, n'chi ava kam achiyuvay toli v'aymet, n'chi viz toli v'aymet, lai hivay yeser chayiv, am hivay yeser nifte m'chiyuvay. Now the Pshad is, enachinami, he's chayiv by doing mixas, and if he does, Kael will become Pater. It's toli v'aymet. So that's a chayinah like Taisus. So the Achronim, the Prichadish, and the Sefer Mayim Chaim and the Rambam and others ask Akasha, according to the Kesher Mishnah, why isn't it a problem of Asra Safik? How could he be Chayiv if the Chiv is Tali Vayimid and if he does all the Zeri's Pater? So why isn't it a problem of Asra Safik? So the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Kasha, he's not bothered by the Kasha. He says, because Taisus says that if the Matzah is going to stay the way it is, you'll be Chayiv. That's not called Asra Safik. He has to do a Maisa to Pater himself by doing the rest of them. That's not called Asra Safik. Kamachreinim speak about it. I don't want to be too mayrich. It's there in the, if you want to look at the Mayer Mekaymis and the Minchas Chinuch and the end of Sim Mitzvah Reish Ches and the Mechayin Yushalayim Minchas Chinuch, Haaretes, he brings down Kama Mayer Mekaymis to speak about the Shaila. From the back of the Gemara, the Nishmul, he says an interesting thing. He says that according to the Smag, that Kol Zare, the reason why he put this because it's too chomer, he held on that it's not Chayach Asra Safik. Asra Safik is that maybe you're not Mechayiv. But if you should aim on Mechuyiv, if you're so Mechuyiv that we don't want to give you Misa, not to give you Kapara, that's not called Asra Safik. Yizicha going to be Mechuyiv. But could be you won't get Misa because Faket is too Chomer. That's not Asra Safik. That's right, they like the Smag. If you name on the Smag is the Halacha. The Rambam's Meduik, not like the Smag. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaChinuch also, they say the Mitzvah is to Yimavim Miksa Zera L'Melech. That's good for the Mitzvah. That's good for the lav, to yimavim miksa zera l'meilach. That sounds more like the Sefer HaChinuch, that the pshat is, the lav is on the miksa zera, on the kol zera there's no lav. Not that there's a p'tur of kol zera because it's more chomer u'kadayma. That would fit good with Taisus. That the pshat is, if you did miksa zera, you're either the chiyuv misa. You do kol zera afterwards, that doesn't pat to you. In the Kesef Mishnah, the Michas Chinuch wants to learn, even the Kesef Mishnah is only saying it if you do it ba'isim maimed. Kuntes is not really arguing on Taisus. He means if ba'isim maimed, it's not mamish of asachas, but ba'isim maimed, you did kol zera, that's not cool to have a mix of zera l'meilach, because in the same maimed, you did kol zera. Mashen Cain, if it was the next day, he holds even the Kesef Mishnah in all the chayiv. It's not mashed away in the Kesef Mishnah. The Rosh Hashanah Mefurish learns that even after they pass in the chiyuv misa, if he goes and he's mavid the rest of the zera l'meilach, he'll be potter. Well, that's what it's totally. And if the pshat is that the Isser is mavim miksa zera, so you did miksa zera, you chayiv. Afterwards, you did more. How could that pat to you? That would be mashim like Taisus. That we're talking about, you did it all with asachas, walk upon him like the minchas chinuch b'maimed echad. Mashagin like the smag, the pshat is that you did a very chamura, or for whatever reason, there's a p'tur when you did kol zera, not the pshat that the Isser is the miksa zera. The Isser is zera. When you do kol zera, that's a p'tur. Then you can maybe hear that a path is even afterwards. But it's not a straw suffer because the chiv is there. You have a way to path to yourself. But good, the kol kama, you didn't path to yourself. You have the chiv. That's not called a straw suffer. Now the Gemara has a machlokes, Abaye and Rav exactly, Havara Echidami had to make the Havara. And according to Rashi, either way, you didn't go into the fire at all. Just the fire was either on two sides and he went across a pile of bricks in the middle of the two sides of the fire, or the fire was in a pit and he jumped over the fire. But either way, you didn't actually go through the fire. The Rambam is mashma that you go actually through the fire. The Rambam says, "Mavir oisei beragle mitzad letzad echa b'teicha shal heves," that you go actually through the flame and you bring him from one side to the other. That's how he seemed to learn Rava. And when he says "Mavir oisei beragle," it's a shaila. Does he mean that the father's carrying the son and the father's bringing him with the father's feet, or the father's like leading the son with the son's feet? That's a shayla exactly. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, what he brings from the Marik and what his own pshat is. Bal Kolpanim, both Rashi and the Rambam stress that they didn't burn to the Melech. Rashi says, Ayit says earlier, that wasn't for the Melech. That was a different thing. That was for the Lehi Sarvayim. That there was Sreifa. And the Rambam also says that Mefurish, Lo Yishu Sarfu L'melech, their Shev Neim Hasein L'Avei Dezari Acheres, L'Avar B'Vadei Savei Dezu Shishmai Melech. They didn't burn the child at all, and that's what he says in Pirish Mishnah Yisur. So it wasn't Aveda to burn the child, it was just to go through the fire, on top of the fire, or in between the fire, whatever the case was, but it wasn't Aveda of burning the child, Klal U'Klal. That's the Rashi and the Rambam stress. And the Rai is because Ma'avir Atzmai, the Ramban Al-Ateya, in Parshas, and Parshas Acharei Mais, he says no. He brings a lot of different psukim, which he says is klar that the avodah was to burn the children, that the children died, And he says, and this sounds like it can only be in Rava, but he says that the pshat is that they didn't, it wasn't Akhtara. It wasn't like they burnt them at stake. They were maver him through the fire, but they were maver again and again and again and again and again until the child died. That's the aside. And the kasha for maver hu atzma is because the havara is even one time is already considered havara l'maylach. But the derech was to do the havara until the child actually died. The Rambam brings a lot of psukim and navi that talk about this thing about havara be'esh, and with the klara hechrich that we're talking about that the child died, he holds chizki also was havara l'maylach. Rashi and Mestama learn in all these psukim that we're not talking about havara l'maylach b'chlal. There's two different things. There was burning children for Avodah Zarah be'esh. The pasuk says, "Gamis b'neim, ves b'nei seim, misifu be'esh le'lehem." Avada, they did that. But the pshat is, that's not melech. Melech is when they didn't burn the child. Melech is when they went to the child in the esh. That's the machlekes. When the Ramban wants to learn the psukim in Nach, kama v'kama psukim, he holds as a deichik to learn that's not talking about melech. Ayin shem barichas, he holds that the child did die when they did it to melech. So machlekes v'shainim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.